Hey there, Mike.
Hello, sir.
Hey, and hello, Mr. Brett Kelly.
Hi, Patrick.
How are you?
I don't know. What's going on, guys?
Not much. Oh, Brett Kelly of nerdgap.com.
That joke is lost on everyone now.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to say. because it's kind of a tongue twister if you say it.
It really is.
I don't know. nerdgap.com.
Yep.
How you doing, Brett?
Good, man. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. So I've got a question, and this is going to be a new thing that I'm starting with you, but I think I'm going to do it with all future guests.
Okay.
I'm giving you a brand new MacBook Air, 11-inch, 64 gigs.
Okay.
What is enough for you? How can you live within that, and what is enough? What do you need to get the job done with that machine?
Okay. Well, this is funny because I've actually been thinking about Sean Blanc and Ben Brooks, their B&B podcast. They were talking like a week or two ago about how they were going to limit themselves to five applications, one of them being the OS on their Macs. Theoretically, not actually doing this. And that included like apps that came with the system had to be part of that five. Like they didn't get anything for free.
Wow.
And I thought, okay, man, like I love those guys, but that seems just incredibly masochistic to me. So I was thinking about
the OS is crazy.
Right. So you get Mac OS 10 as one app, then you get four more apps, like, you know, TextEdit would be one, Safari the terminal.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
I'm kind of like, that's crazy, whatever. But
that's awesome.
So I am at the absolute opposite end of, like, I will install a metric ass ton of applications as long as all of them are useful. And they don't even have to be useful regularly for me. Like, I don't know if you people who listen to this know who I am. Probably not. But I'm a programmer by trade. So I've got a lot of weird tools that programmers use. So I think the overarching question is, could I make my main computer? Is that a fair assessment of what you're asking?
That's the idea here, is that you only have so much space to work with.
Okay.
What I want to find out is, what do you consider essential? What do you consider enough? You know, I mean, I know that you like to have a Swiss Army knife, you know, in your applications folder. I'm telling you that you've got one of those three blade jobbies with the toothpick insert inside, and that's it.
Okay.
What are those blades?
Definitely. Oh, are we including, like, stock apps are already included? I don't have to tell you that I want.
Yeah,
Safari,
they're already included. So we're not going to go all that extreme, like those crazy mofos.
Serious. All right. So I would. Vim, which is the text editor that I use, which is awesome.
Well, hold on. Let's back off. Vim is built in.
What?
Vim is built in.
Not the build that I use. And I use a special graphical one for Mac. So even if it weren't, I would totally, even if it were, if it, it is built in, I know, but I would still pick this as one of my few apps that I would install.
So
I
you
have
are
never
specifically,
heard of that, Vim. What is Vim?
If you go to vim.org, it's a text editor. It lets you, it's like trying to think if there's not really there's not really an analogous Mac app that's stock. Text edit might get you there, but it basically like lets you edit source code for writing programs and highlight syntax and as much other cool stuff. But it's
it is considered one of the canonical text editors. And it is, you know, is Unix based and real true geeks. Really, your choices are Emacs and Vim.
It lives on a really beautiful website. Jesus.
Yep. It's pretty awful. I will freely admit that. But I don't go to the website, so it's Vim, okay.
You know, Brett will quickly tell you that Vim is better.
Yep.
And we could pick the random Emacs guy off the street, and they would quickly tell you all the reasons why Emacs is better.
But he would tell you all of that with a really screwed up left pinky. I'm hitting control every quarter second. Anyway, go ahead. I'm going to get a lot of mail about that. My email address is patrickrone@gmail.com.
I'm dying here. Okay, so
Vim is one.
Yeah. Okay, so Vim is one.
Vim is one.
Mac Vim specifically.
Yes, Mac Vim.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I got to point out.
Okay.
The reason for my confusion was the Mac OS ships. It's a Unix-based operating system, right?
Yep.
And like most Unix-based operating systems, it includes both Vim and Emacs. And I believe even Pico, which is another text editor, kind of built in. So if you open up Terminal and you type Vim return, you're going to be in Vim.
Yep. That's correct. So. And Emacs and Pico, same thing.
That would explain to me why Alfred couldn't find it. I'm sitting there going, what's he talking about? Alfred can't find it. It must not exist. Just, I want to lay it out. I've never programmed in my life, don't understand any of it, and I'm too scared to go in the terminal. So I might have just lost some geek points there, but right. I'm too scared to open it because of things I have done in the past.
It's RM minus RF.
I know what that is. I know it does something bad. Don't you try and trick me, Mr. Rowan.
Don't type that. People listening, do not type that.
Doesn't that like delete everything?
That deletes everything.
It's
yes.
a format and reinstall or something, isn't it?
No, it's just a force remove. It removes the directory you enumerate recursively and forcefully, so you don't get any. Are you sure you want to do this? It just deletes everything and then deletes recurses through all the directories below it. It's a bad thing. You don't want to do that.
Why have that? Who needs that? But anyway, what's the next step? What's
all
the
right.
next step?
Well, I just opened up, just so we're all on the same page here, I opened up my applications folder on my Mac, and I've got 119 items in here.
You've got too many.
That's a debatable point.
I've got 107, so I can't really...
So my next, just in terms of the applications that I've got open that I use all the time, OmniFocus would be one. Evernote would obviously be one. And scanning this list quickly, I'm waffling between mail.app and Sparrow at this point, but I would want to use one or the other. If I couldn't, I mean, the Gmail interface is good, so I can use that, but I'd prefer to use a client.
As I've said many times before, mail.app makes me weep.
Right.
It upsets me.
I can understand that.
It just slows everything down and takes years to do anything, and it upsets me. Because I open it so rarely, but Sparrow I keep open all the time. It's brilliant. Yeah. I love it.
So Sketch. I don't know if you guys use Sketch.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't use it, but...
Yeah, I use Sketch. I use Sketch.
Intentionally, or... Okay. What do you use instead? Do you use the Droplr thing, Patrick?
Actually, I've switched from using Droplr to using this
cloud app,
new thing called File Shuttle, which basically is this fancy SFTP program,
okay,
that operates kind of like Droplr does, but except on a directory of your own choosing. So you can, you know, basically if you have a hosting provider or place where you can have a FTP, you know, directory, you set up your own. You know, your own location on there, you know, whatever you want to make it, you know, you can make it at root. You can say, oh, no, I want these things to go into a directory called share or something. You create the directory. And then you point File Shuttle at it. And when you drag and drop things onto File Shuttle, similar to dragging and dropping things onto Droplr, it will upload them to this directory. And then automatically put a short URL on your clipboard for you to then paste into the place of your choosing, whether you want to, you know, paste it into a new tweet window, or you know, paste it into a text file, or into a mail email, or whatever. You can do that. Cool. It's really kind of slick, and what I like about it, and this kind of relates to you know, my general feelings is, have been well stated. It's my data that lives in a place that I control.
Right. I get that.
And I like it that way.
Right.
But gives me the same features that like a Droplr or a Cloud app or any of those might do. Or a Sketch, for instance.
I like Sketch because it lets me really quickly like grab a portion of the screen and then annotate it really crudely. Like, you know, if I just say click this button, I can grab, you know, a 4-inch square of desktop space and then drag a really quick red arrow pointed right at the button and hit a, you know, click a hit a keystroke and it's on the web and I can share it easily. So yeah. I don't use it a lot. Well, I used it a ton making the book, but I don't, that's really like most of what I use it for is just like doing work related stuff. So moving on. Sketch is one. Let's see. Text Expander, I'm becoming more and more enamored with. Yeah. I use it not as much as you. Let's see. VMware Fusion.
My eventual goal is so that I never have to type anything again. That every single thing I type is a snippet. Right?
You literally just look at the keyboard and then all of a sudden.
That's right. I look at it funny. I give it the cockeye and, you know, I smile at it and it types a nice email for me.
And then a book
I
is
give
written.
It the cockeye, right. it types an angry email for me. See, that's the feature I really want in Text Expander, but go ahead.
Okay. Like I said, I don't use it as seriously crazy as you do, but I do like it. 1Password would for sure be like a must have for me because
lovely.
All of my passwords are in there and they're all really hard to guess. So, yeah. Let's see. Concentrate.app, which is really good.
Yeah.
I don't know that would be like a first, you know, gotta have, but I would definitely use it if I had the option.
Yeah.
Let's see. Of all these apps, there are very few that I open all the time or, you know, frequently. iTunes. Oh, so the whole 64 gigs versus my massive media library. Can we all agree that the external hard drive would be a fair compromise there?
I'm sorry, dude. I can't let you do that.
Oh.
I just can't.
Oh.
Well, then I...
No, I guess what I'm saying is I understand iTunes is on there and whatnot. And yeah, you know, I mean, but... I mean, how much music are we talking here?
Oh, crap.
Yeah, how many... Are we talking like...
Probably close to 100 gigs.
Oh, that's nothing.
Well, it's more than 64.
More than 64. So yeah, okay, yeah, all right.
You can that's have what I'm. That on yeah, I'm not saying that I want
external drive.
Yeah. I don't need terabytes of space. I'm just, you know, it's not enough to fit on the machine.
I just have to go back quickly about concentrate.app. Pat, you have a box quote, and I don't understand it. If on the website it says Patrick wrote a minimal Mac. Okay. Ton of stuff to do, starting with changing out my PJs, must concentrate.app. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Why did they choose that? I don't understand. They chose a tweet, right? Yeah.
I like cheese. Patrick Rowan, minimal Mac.
concentrate.app. I guess you're just, I don't know, it's obviously it's a joke that you made and then they've decided that's a box quote right now.
That's great. That's great. I haven't been to the website in a while. It's nice to know they're thinking of me.
sorry to derail.
I do like Concentrate. You know, there are those that might argue that there's another app that comes pre-installed with the human body called Self Control.
Who has that?
Mine's due for an update.
Exactly. There are certainly times when I have a hard time finding it because it's not exactly in my applications folder. It's like buried somewhere in like the system library or something. So I just can't find it as quickly as I would often like.
I launch mine through terminal. Consider I don't go into terminal. I therefore have no self control.
Well, I mean, here's the other thing, right, about self-control.
Tangent.
Some of these things now, unfortunately, are like, you know, are muscle memory, right? like checking Twitter and like, you know, checking your RSS feeds and whatnot. It's like, you know, you're going along on your computer and like all of a sudden, boom, you find yourself in Twitter and you're like, you know, because you just couldn't like it was like a knee jerk reaction. You know, it's what you do. And that's exactly how they want it. But yeah, Concentrate is very good for blocking that muscle memory and reminding you that you don't need to be there, you don't need to be launching this thing, because it just plain won't let you.
I think my menu bar would make you cry, like with how much crap is in it. I was just looking at it going, man, it would really like actively bother him to look at this for more than 5 seconds, I think.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm not as much of a menu bar Nazi as I used to be. But okay. This is actually a good place to mention on Minimal Mac. There's a new site that like has been, I think it's called Mac Menu Bars, where you know they've been going around to Mac internet hoo-has.
Like badasses? Me. Yeah.
No. And, you know, basically asking us to give a screenshot of their menu bar and kind of what's on it. And, you know, I was actually surprised how little was on mine, to be honest with you. I'm like, wow, I guess I don't have a whole lot.
QuickCal, Twitter, Dropbox, FastScripts, DisplayPad, that's what you have.
Yes.
Oh, man, I have like 15 things up here.
Wow.
I have a couple I can't get rid of. How about that? Like, I installed the Carbonite beta, and now, well, that's our trial. And even though Carbonite no longer exists, there's nothing I can do to get rid of it.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Is there anything else that I would find? Oh, Dropbox.
Yep.
Yeah.
Doesn't even really Dropbox need mention.
That's, yeah.
It's barely an app as much as it is just built in.
Right.
It should be built in. Yeah, I agree.
I use Safari for browsing the web primarily. After having a long, sordid affair with Firefox, I've mostly cut that cord. Except for when I'm debugging like weird web JavaScript stuff, then I'll use Firebug because it's way better. But otherwise, I just use Safari.
Yeah. Actually, surprises me a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, I would have pegged you as a Chrome guy.
I've got Chrome. Chrome all the way, baby.
Chrome's all right. It's, you know, it doesn't really, it's not that much better than Safari, if at all. And Safari integrates better with the rest of the OS. So, you know, whatever. But I'm not really picky about, like, the browser that I just use to read web pages. Like, if I'm building websites, then it's a little different. But anyway, what were you going to say?
No. I was just going to say that. You know, I think you're doing pretty all right with that 64 gigs, despite your own kind of reservations. For the record, by the way, because I know it's going to come back around, this question.
Right.
I've got 63 items in my applications folder right now.
Okay.
And I could probably easily decrease that by 10. The reason that I've got the things that I have are... either for A, testing purposes, or B, upcoming sponsorships.
Hmm.
You know, so someone comes to me and wants to sponsor the site. Those sponsorships, I write from a point of use and knowledge. And while it may not be something that I necessarily use every day, will be using full time, you know, I want to say, okay, this is a good fit for my readers. But I want to, you know, I need to try it and play with it first. And so I've got a number of those installed so that I can use them and play with them for a bit. And so when it comes time to write what I need to write, I've got it at hand.
Yeah. Well, all right. That's most of what I would consider to be essential for me. I mean, I'm sure there are other... Oh, I would need to have Git. Which is a console app, but that's, I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, I'd say that probably counts.
All right.
But so all of that, you think you could fit all that into the 64 gigs?
Probably.
With your music living on an external hard drive?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Well, I mean,
I wish I could tell you that your prize was actually a 64 gig MacBook Air 11-inch.
maybe one day.
But if I was giving out those, Mike would kill me.
Oh, yes.
Oh, U.S. only. Sorry, jeez. one other thing. This piece of software you use called MAMP, which if you're into software development at all on the web, you've heard of LAMP, which is like Linux, Apache, MySQL, PHP / Perl / Python, like the little web development stack. MAMP is a self-contained web development environment for Mac, so it has all that Apache database, all that stuff. So I use that too. And I would like to, what I'm going to do, maybe this weekend, is go to the toy store that's down the street from my house and buy like a, you know, like a 2 or 3 foot like teddy bear. And I'm going to write the words VMware Fusion on its chest and then burn it. So if I could have like get credit for hating an app so intensely that I would like to not just remove it, like I would love to like burn something in effigy with that moniker on it somehow. Yeah.
Just a note, ladies and gentlemen, that the views of our guests do not listen to myself, Mike, or the Enough Podcast.
Right.
And VMware, I take sponsorships. Call me. All right. So, you were saying, Brent?
I think that's it.
All right. Okay. Well, wait. Did you say Evernote?
Yeah.
Is Evernote included?
Oh, yeah. Okay, right. That was like the third one. I think I said it really fast and probably very yammering-like, so may not have been clear.
Sorry,
but yes,
that.
Evernote.
That's a given.
That would probably be the only thing that would really encroach upon the 64 gigabyte maximum amount of data.
Just is, because of the amount of data you have in Evernote.
The sheer volume of crap I have in Evernote would probably make that number very uncomfortable. Space. Yep.
Yeah, okay.
But
that's fair enough.
I don't know.
All right. Well, you know, I think that's cool. Let's wrap it up there, because I think we've given, you know, my goal was just simply, I want to find out from folks, like, you know, what is it, you know, that they absolutely need to kind of get by,
right?
Because I don't think that, you know, I don't think people really think about that stuff, and B, are forced into that stuff. Me, I like to force myself into constraints. I actually enjoy it. I find it.
They have a word for that.
Oh, man. Oh, didn't think about that angle. All right. Well, we're just going to leave it right there.
On that note.
Thank you very much, Brett, for joining us today. And
My pleasure. God, so many jokes flying through my head right now.
I know, and that's why we're leaving. Brett can be found at nerdgap.com. His also on Twitter, but he himself states that his Twitter handle is too hard to remember. So go to nerdgap.com, look for the Twitter link on the side of the page there, and you can find him on Twitter there. And
there will also be a link in the show notes.
Yeah, they're all in the show notes. And he's got this little book that he published called Evernote Essentials. And it is the definitive missing manual, as it were, for Evernote. And I highly, highly recommend it if you're an Evernote user. And even if you plan on being one or even considering it, the book would be a great place for you to start.
You are too kind.
Oh, buy it.
I agree. And, buy it.
All right. So thanks a lot.
My kids are hungry.
Mike.
I'm really awful at this. You notice I keep talking over you? That's because I'm really like a horrible podcast guest.
No, you're a good podcast guest.
You're good.
In spite of the talking over people thing. Sorry.
I'll fix it in post.
Okay, perfect.
All right, we'll talk later.
All right, thanks, guys.
Cheers, mate.
All right, cheers.
Bye.